Penguin Random House Audio presents Broadband, the untold story of the women who made the internet. This is the author, Claire L. Evans. For the users. Introduction. The Dell. When I was younger, I had a Dell. It was a beige box fastened to the internet with a 28.8K modem that screeched with every connection. Its keys were as tall as sugar cubes and slightly concave. The installation occupied the elbow of an L-shaped desk in my bedroom's inner sanctum. Over the years, I laid stickers in geological strata across the white laminate of my desk. Peeled one at a time, they'd have revealed earlier versions of the girl sticking them, like a candy passing through its flavors as it melts in the mouth. A teenage girl's room is a cockpit, an altar, and a womb. It contains her most sacred things, and it holds her as she grows, until eventually it ejects her into the world. The Dell underwent its own changes. It ran every Microsoft operating system from MS-DOS to Windows 95. The DOS era was wonderful. Games on floppy disk, terminal commands. Over time, my monitor's blunt plastic bezel thickened with coats of glitter nail polish and post-it notes. "Get a life," I wrote across the Dell's frame, in Sharpie, in anger, in devotion. When the internet came into my life, it was as though my monitor became a glass gate. It opened to an infinite channel. When the modem stuttered, I'd shower it in compliments. "You are such a good modem, and I believe you can do anything." It was my own compulsive folk tradition. I believed then that information, like people, needed support.